Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a bit of a dust-up in Massachusetts over a U.S. Supreme Court hearing on Wednesday over a legal challenge to the 1965 Voting Rights Act. During arguments in the case, Court Chief Justice John Roberts said that Mississippi has the best ratio of white voter turnout to black voter turnout, and that black voters actually turn out in higher numbers than whites in the southern state. The state with the worst record, according to Chief Justice Roberts, Massachusetts. But Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin says the Chief Justice has it wrong, very wrong. We spoke to Galvin just a few minutes ago.
I'm disturbed, first of all, that he is distorting information. You would expect better conduct from the Chief Justice of the United States. I'm a lawyer. He's a lawyer. Lawyers are not supposed to provide disinformation in the course of a case. It's supposed to be based on truth. What's really distressing is the deeper we looked into the facts, the more of a distortion his comments are. The only reference that we can find of any kind in any statistical chart is a Census Bureau study from 2010, where if you included non-citizens blacks, then you would come up with a lower number. That's the only way he could get to even make the bare-faced claim that he made.
All right, so let's break this down in a couple of ways. You think then that Justice Roberts is using old or faulty data?
Well, it's faulty. The data itself, first of all, is a poll. But even in the poll, that the one he appears to be relying upon, if you look at the figures related to citizen blacks in Massachusetts, the claim does not hold up. The only way you can get the claim that he's making, namely the worst record, is if you include non-citizen blacks. Now, this is a judge who's consistently voted for voter ID, so one assumes he understands that non-citizens are not eligible to vote. So that makes the assertion even more disturbing, because knowing what we assume he knows, to try to take advantage of a clearly erroneous data is wrong, it's deceptive, and it's a slur on black voters in Massachusetts.
So then when you look at Justice Roberts' quote, which appears in the Boston Globe today above the fold, right next to his picture, right next to your picture, it says, "Do you know which state has the worst ratio of white voter turnout to African-American voter turnout? Massachusetts." You're saying that's just plain wrong.
It is wrong. There's not a question about it. And if you look at the statistics for the years 2012, 2008, and including the 2010, which is what we assume he's referring to, it's simply wrong.
Well, how do the 2012 results, which are the most recent, of course, help your argument?
Well, we don't have the same poll yet taken by the Census Bureau, but we know basically on the turnouts that we can look at in predominantly minority areas that the turnout was extremely high. It ran very close to the statewide levels as well. It's ironic that in 2006, which is one of the years, of course, the judge didn't bother to cite, my problem in Boston wasn't a slow black turnout. It was that in some of the minority precincts, Boston failed to deliver enough ballots so that they ran out. So the whole premise here that somehow black voters in Massachusetts are negligent, they don't turn out, and in Mississippi they're so much better, is absurd.
So let me ask you, do you think he's just made a mistake, or do you think he's intentionally trying to influence this case before the Supreme Court on the Voting Rights Act?
Well, first of all, I don't know if let's give him the best hope here, that he made a mistake. Well, you don't deliver such a statement in the doctrinaire way he did if you have any doubt about your data. He didn't say to the attorney representing the Justice Department defending the Voting Rights Act, can you give me any statistics, or how does it compare? He delivered a doctrinaire conclusion. So that lessens my belief that it was a mistake. Secondly, if you read the chart, right next to the non-citizen number that he appears to be relying upon is the citizen number, which obviously has Massachusetts, which is a much higher rate of participation. It's right there in black and white. So it would be very hard to miss. I'm very distressed. I'm also cognizant of the fact that one of his colleagues who is a supporter, generally speaking, of the Voting Rights Act, Justice Breyer, is a Massachusetts resident. Another of his colleagues, Justice Kagan, is a former dean of Harvard Law School. I have to mention that because, therefore, two of the justices that are sitting on this case that appear to be on the opposite side from him have deep Massachusetts connections. I'm also aware of the fact that when it comes to the national right-wing bashing, Massachusetts is a favorite target. The judge has the right to his point of view. Obviously, I don't agree with it, but he has the right to his point of view, and he has the right to make an argument that remedial action is not necessary, which appears to be the underlying argument he's making. He has the right to do that. But he doesn't have the right to distort the facts, and he doesn't have the right to cast a slur on the black citizens of Massachusetts who do vote.
One last question, Mr. Secretary, if I might. Would you ask the Chief Justice or demand from the Chief Justice a correction? And I ask because in the Globe today, a Supreme Court spokeswoman, I'm reading right out of the Globe, a Supreme Court spokeswoman declined to offer supporting evidence of Roberts' view, referring a reporter to the court transcript. Do you think he should issue a correction?
I think he should definitely issue some sort of statement. He can do that in numerous ways. He is the Chief Justice of the United States. Presumably, he can offer a footnote. He can offer whatever he's going to do. But I definitely don't think he ought to leave this uncorrected on the record. He either ought to offer proof of his assertion or he ought to apologize. It's one or the other. You can't have it both ways, even if you're the Chief Justice of the United States.
Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Delighted.